Are you looking for a way to save a little money? What about getting your subscriptions under control? If so, then I've got just the solution for you. Rocket Money. With the help of Rocket Money, I was able to find a subscription that I completely forgot to cancel before the free trial was up. I'm sure you've all been there. And Rocket Money can help me cancel it. Between streaming platforms, apps, delivery services, and even parenting and kids subscriptions, it's hard to keep track of exactly what you're spending and how much it all adds up to each and every month. Not to mention the fact that it seems every single day one of those subscriptions suddenly jumps up in price. Rocket Money alerts you when this happens so you're never caught unawares. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With them, I can see clearly what my monthly spending is and how it compares to the month before, making saving money and taking control over my finances so much easier. They'll also try to negotiate lowering your bills up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll even deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/morningcup. That's rocketmoney.com/morningcup. rocketmoney.com/morningcup. Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you get the best quality meat. So let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
Police arrived. They found the telephone and electricity lines here described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird religion.
Morning. Cup of murder.
As a parent, no matter how old your child is, you worry when they are far away from home. On May 20th, 1979, a woman fell to her death while thousands of miles away in Saudi Arabia. Her father would work tirelessly until the day he died to try and figure out what really happened to Helen Smith. So, if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Helen Linda Smith, born January 3, 1956, was a nurse who was working at the Batch Hospital in Jeddah in 1979. She was only one of a few British people that she knew living in Saudi Arabia. So when a fellow British couple invited her to a party, she accepted. Dr. Richard Arnott, who was a doctor at the hospital where Helen worked, and his wife Penny were hosting a farewell party for New Zealand diver Tim Hayter in their sixth floor flat on May 20th, 1979. A party that Helen was happy to attend. When she arrived, she discovered that not only was she one of only two women at the party, but that there was a large amount of homemade wines, gin, and black market whiskey. Now, normally a party with alcohol is commonplace, but Saudi Arabia was a dry country, so all of these drinks were not only forbidden, but highly illegal. At some point during the party, Penny Arnott began having sex with the diver, and the party quickly began to spiral into a strange and dangerous direction. No one knows what really happened that night. What they do know is that the following morning, Helen Smith's body was found in the street 70 feet below the party where she attended. The 23-year-old was still fully clothed, but her underwear was partially off, while just a few feet away, 35-year-old Johannes Otten, a Dutch tugboat captain, was found impaled on the railings, his underwear around his thighs. The Saudi law enforcement concluded that the couple was having sex on the balcony, an act strictly forbidden between unmarried people, and must have fallen to their deaths. The British Foreign Office endorsed the conclusion and attempted to wipe their hands of the tawdry crime. But little did they know that there was one man who would ensure Helen's death was never forgotten and would fight to get answers until the day he died, her father, Ron Smith. Ron was a retired law enforcement officer and found the manner of her death hard to believe. He worked with various other organizations to try and get answers to the inconsistencies in the crime. One of these inconsistencies was the injuries Helen suffered. They were not consistent with the fall, and there were signs that she was roughly handled, possibly even sexually assaulted. In rigor mortis, her arms were at an angle over her head that would have been impossible if she had fallen alive. Not to mention that blow to her head was one that would have simply rendered her unconscious and not consistent with a fall. So, with this information in hand, Ron began to hypothesize that Helen was raped, murdered, and then carried out onto the street to make it seem as though she had fallen off of the balcony. Not just that, but her death was part of a cover-up by the security services of both Britain and Saudi Arabia, provoked by a diplomatic crisis between the two. And who did Ron believe killed his daughter? Dr. Richard Arnott, the host of the party that evening. Over the years, Ron accumulated enough information on the crime for a 62-page dossier with statements from various professionals. And not just that, but he kept Helen's body unburied and stored in the Leeds General Infirmary for 30 years on the chance that there was a break in the case that needed her body for examination. Hers was the longest a body has ever been stored without burial in the United Kingdom. Many disagreed with Ron's new mission in life. His marriage imploded, his remaining children became estranged, and many looked at him like a pariah. But he carried on. For Ron, there was no end to the story until he got acknowledgement from the British authorities that there was more to his daughter's death. That it was, in fact, murder. His campaign, while at a stall, did change the rules regarding inquests into violent or unnatural deaths abroad. With Helen's death, the West Yorkshire coroner declined to hold an inquiry, claiming it was outside of his jurisdiction. But Ron became instrumental in the changing laws affecting these practices, though in his particular case, the jury returned an open verdict that offered him little closure or hope to solve Helen's murder. But this ruling did affect thousands of other cases, most notably the postmortems of Princess Diana. Ron Smith fought for his daughter until 2009, when his ex-wife's pleas were finally answered. Ron was ill, and the family wanted to bury Helen while both parents were able to attend her funeral. She was cremated on November 9, 2009, more than 30 years after her death. As for the others at the party, the death and scandal behind Helen's death left lasting impressions on their lives. Penny Arnott, after news leaked of her affair, became a pariah and Saudi authorities found her guilty of unlawful intercourse. Richard Arnott was sentenced to 80 strokes of the cane for illegally supplying alcohol, as well as a year for letting his wife talk and dance with another man. Both sentences were never carried out, and Richard went on to write a book about how the case ruined his life called Arabian Nightmare. Ron Smith died on April 15th, 2011, and with him, the fight to find his daughter's killer. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear a terrible thing happened on May 21st. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe. Thank you for listening to Morning Cup of Murder. This is a daily podcast that tells you what happened on this day in true crime history. In short, easy to listen to episodes that you can finish on your commute or while you enjoy your morning coffee. So make sure you check back every morning. My name is Karina. I am the creator and host. You can find Morning Cup of Murder on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I have also set up a Patreon where you can donate a small monthly contribution to the podcast. All those links are in the episode description. Thank you again, and have a wonderful day.